This 1771 colonial-era town hall exchange was later used as the city's post office from 1820 to 1865. Prior to the Civil War, the area around the exchange building and sometimes inside was used prominently for the sale of enslaved persons. Charleston was one of the busiest slave trading ports, starting in the 1770s. By the mid-1800s, just before the Civil War, this part of Charleston was the busiest and most well-known areas for slave auctions. Many of the enslaved persons sold here were domestic and born in the United States. After the public auctioning of enslaved persons was banned in 1856, the trade was moved indoors. During the Civil War, the building continued its normal function as the city's post office and customs house by the Confederacy until it was abandoned after being shelled by the Union artillery. After the surrender of Charleston, occupying Union officials used this building as a commissary for the recently emancipated slaves flooding into Charleston after the war. You can stop and visit inside the old exchange building to learn more about its history, including a tour of the dungeon, which focuses on its Revolutionary War history. The road directly in front of the old exchange is Broad Street. Head up Broad Street and turn right onto State Street at the first intersection, and then left onto Chalmers Street. The next location is on your right.